Brent's not coming, so let's go ahead and get started. All right, this is the March 2nd, 2016 Public Works and Utilities meeting. Councilmember Goodrich is absent. Watson and Taylor are here. Who does Washington Street Project? Oh, Kate.
Joe, Kevin, I think, was going to be the lead on.
Oh, okay, so we've got two contract supplements here. One is for the Washington Street Project. We got a funding package for that. We're proceeding forward on it, but during the design of that, it was discovered that the water line is in fairly bad condition through that area. So we're looking to add a component to the contract for the design work to do the water main replacement.
For just that section?
Yeah, for the section on from Vista to
Golden Eagle. Golden Eagle to Third.
Okay. So is that, I guess we couldn't do that when they were digging up the road to do the other little private project. This is something separate?
They dug up just one little chunk of it, and not the length of the water line. They had to go over, that was one of the problems with that project was the line that was in there was an old cast iron line. When they pulled the service out of it, they split a large section of it. So that line was not in very good condition, especially when it was uncovered. And I don't know if there was anything else down there when they potholed, as far as
there was some other line they found.
Well, no. The what happened was when they went to do that project, they cut out for the manhole, and then they went to disconnect the line from the main, but they dug and got what they thought was the service. Oh, okay, it's out of the way, and then they grabbed the actual real service. There was an abandoned service that was across there, so.
It's a poor operator decision.
So when you put the new one, I'm just curious, when you put the new one in, is it gonna connect a decent pipe, or?
Right, so there's, current standards are to install ductile iron pipe, and we have ductile iron between Golden Eagle and Vista. And then we have ductile iron pipe over by the railroad tracks at Third. So, yes.
This is one section.
Okay. Yep. Cast iron is not good.
It's to be budgeted, so.
Yeah. Did you have any questions on that? Okay. Well, there's only two of us. Do you want to move, or I can
sure.
move?
Sure. And I recommend consent. Recommend approval of supplement one.
On consent? For consent agenda?
Oh, sure. Yes.
I will second that. Was that just for the Washington Street or for both of them?
We can talk about the Third Avenue improvements. So the Third Avenue project.
What did you vote?
Oh, sorry.
Aye.
Thank you. Apologies, yep.
I'm getting ahead of the.
That's very exciting, I know. All right, go ahead.
Okay, Third Avenue improvements. We have Third Avenue between Main and Washington, where we're going in and doing an LID project. Wendy got grant money to do the project. They're going to be putting in pervious pavement in the bike lanes for that. Mm-hmm. The original design was done, so when did you think it was, like 14 or?
It's been a while.
Okay, so the design's been sitting on the shelf for quite a while. We're moving forward with getting the project done, but as a portion of that, there were some modifications to the plan. We pulled it down, looked at it. It's like we need to take these things into consideration during the construction, and also the engineer's estimate for that was pretty stale because it was done back when the project was originally envisioned. So we're having the engineer go back through, make a couple of minor tweak modifications to the plan set, and then do the updated engineer's estimate with some, I think, better assumptions in it for some of the traffic control and a couple other considerations.
Do you have any questions?
No. Motion to approve supplement three.
For consent?
Yes.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's weird with two of us.
It is weird.
Well, the weird thing is Pavlov the dog takes over, and I keep wanting to say aye. It's like, it's like I just stop it. Can't say it. Aye.
Everybody join in. It's all.
I'll join in.
Did you have anything else for public works?
Just maybe a mention. We're moving forward on the crosswalk project. I think we'll be able to get some asphalt as soon as the end of next week, but it depends on the weather. So we're going to schedule a ribbon cutting, and it sounds like the 30th is going to be our day. We're thinking like 11:30 noon. So if you guys can make it, that will be right after committees. So.
Okay. March 30th is what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Are the lights working? If you push them? What does it look like?
Yeah.
Due to liability reasons, we cannot actually activate the flashing beacons until all the paving and the striping and everything's complete.
Okay.
So those will be, there's no push buttons installed.
Okay. So because you wouldn't tempt people?
Well, no, actually for a different reason.
Okay.
When they ship the control cabinet, the wires, there's two sets of wires for the flashing bars, and then there's a set of wires, or one wire that goes down to the push button.
Mm-hmm.
So the flashing beacon is higher up on the pole, closer to the control box. That wire was longer than the wire to the push button, which was not far enough to actually connect the push button. So we're working through that. We should get new wire delivered today.
Button's gonna be up here.
So yeah.
It's good for kids.
That's right.
It's doing that, yeah.
Since this is kind of a cool partnership with private business, Katie has scheduled a tentative date for a ribbon cutting and have Jeff Callender out from 66 and all the right people.
There's a new plant manager, too. I met her at the Math Olympia this weekend, so it'd be nice for her to have a chance to come out into the community. She's officially moved here this week, I think, from Houston.
Anything you do to kudos and reward people who pitch in and help out?
Especially for safety stuff.
We're hoping Samson will get the hit and they want to help with Fort, you know.
Yeah.
We'll give us all the rope we need to hang ourselves.
It's a lot of rope.
And then Phillips said they made the grant so easy. They really did. They wanted to help. When they heard about the project, they said this fits right into their corporate giving categories, and so they made it exceedingly easy. So that's
well, you know, even with it not lit up, it still catches your eye.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
So you come down and you still kind of see it, and you realize it's a crosswalk with the yellow without the flashing. It really catches your eye.
Yeah, I crossed there yesterday, and I was wearing my yellow vest, but people actually stopped. Well, this is nice.
They knew it was you, and they were afraid not to.
Well, usually you kind of have to stare people down to get them to pay attention. I almost got run over by Bo, but I didn't realize it was Bo because he was driving a different truck.
I'm sure that was
nice. I'm sure he did. Like, oh, it's you.
I'm sure that was an accident.
That's right.
All right, anything else for Public Works? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you all for coming down.